At the very least, you deserved another crack at that.
Oh yeah, I think without a doubt we deserved certainly a replay. I thought it was a decent, considering there's no goals, it was a decent FA Cup tie. There's plenty of endeavour, which is really all I asked for from the boys, because they've been magnificent since we reported back from pre-season. The whole lot of them have been outstanding, and I just said, listen, make this just a proper cup tie, because sometimes you see a few dead rubbers, people chopping and changing, and not that we can do that, of course, but just go out and make it an old-fashioned game and have a right go, and I thought they did that. I thought second half it opened up a little bit, as my memory serves, and there was some chances for both teams. Ryan Boot made some great saves for us, but we had some chances as well, and I thought on the whole we acquitted ourselves really well.
I can tell that, obviously I know you from many years, but I can tell that you're how can I put this? You're not in the Mourinho kind of envelope or the Klopp envelope, because I think you should be ranting and raving at a goal that was disallowed that maybe you shouldn't have been. It's a very tight line whether or not that is offside, whether or not even a pass has been played back to Darren.
Yeah, it was a set. He worked on him just obviously playing it and putting his foot on top of it, setting it just to change the angle slightly. I have seen it back, but on a monitor that was quite a bit away from me there on the TV, and so it's still hard to tell. I can't really see probably the best angle of it, but I actually, when it went in the net, I always have a quick look, and I could see his flag up, so I knew, but it was a shame, because it was well worked. And then we had some chances ourselves towards the end. I think Jamie Osborne's shot's going in, and I couldn't quite see who it was, made a great block, one of their back three made a great sliding block, and I think it had done the goalie. So I can't be any prouder of the way they've played and the way they've conducted themselves. They've made it hard for Blackpool. I think their lads would have to admit they've been in the game. And we go to a replay, but clearly that's going to be a tough ask for us, but we'll give it a go.
The biggest compliment I could play you and your team tonight is that I said many times on the radio that I didn't think you could tell that there were 46 places. It looked like a League One game.
Yeah, I think that's... we're at home, so we've been beaten twice here in a year, so we've got a good home record. And I just said to him afterwards, if someone had dropped off that drone that was flying over the woods at the back and landed in this ground, they probably wouldn't have quite known who was who. And that's the biggest compliment I can play at us, because they've got some top players, some real quality players, and a squad players can come into that team and no one would know the difference. So, and again, by the way, physically they're massive. They're the biggest side I've ever seen. So defending set plays and long throws, etc., is doubly difficult. And they really are a huge side. And they're going tremendous in their division. And I've seen a few of their games, and they're a good side, very good side. So listen, we go up there, and obviously they'll become hot red. The favourites today, but they're red hot favourites now. But we'll go and give it our best shot, and as you've seen there, if it's down to endeavour, then we won't be found wanting in terms of giving it a right good go.
Sol Campbell took over Macclesfield this week. That's even a league higher, but the job you're doing here is would suggest that you could take this club up to that league.
Well, I'm not sure. The chairman, Mr. Eels, has come in and he's got plans for the club, but they're not, he's not going to pump in millions and there'll be a meteoric millions of pounds going in, players arriving left, right and centre. And he's offered me the opportunity to bring players in if I want, but I don't really want to. I'm happy, very happy with the group that I've got. It's a very small group, but tight, it's good spirit, they work hard in training. I don't want too many bodies floating around, if I'm honest, and if, we're unlucky and we get three or four injuries, then we've got plans in place. But, at the moment, I'm delighted. I don't see why I really want to disrupt a group that's pulling trees up for me. So the plan was this year to try and get to 50 points as quick as we can and make sure we're playing in the National League next year. That was before a ball was kicked. We're on 40 after 21 games. So, even my maths, we're 10 short of the 50, even if it's 54. We need probably 12, 14 to be safe. And then we evaluate what our aims are, but the aims were to finish outside the bottom four this year, and due to a good start we've done a little bit better than that, so no one's shouting from the rooftops. We've got lots to do. We're not even halfway through our league campaign yet. We've got a replay in the FA Cup, we've got a trophy game at Southport, so we've got games thick and fast, and we've just got to keep our heads down and our mouths shut and get on with it.
You're obviously enjoying cutting your managerial teeth at this level.
Well, I mean it's a level that I know in terms of watching games at it. You know, obviously I've worked at lots of different levels and at lots of different clubs and in different jobs, if you like, different job specs, assistant manager, goalkeeping coach, manager, whatever. So whenever I've been out of work, which has been twice for 18 months, I've almost always exclusively gone and watched non-league football, so National League North, Conference North, some Conference South. I've always gone and watched those levels. Because realistically, if I was ever going to try and apply for a managerial job, I wasn't going to get one in the league. So anyway, I applied for this one with I was paired with Mark Yates last year, and Yates is a great lad and a great manager. So, you know, we managed to work the Oracle and we stayed up, which was a massive ask at the time. But that momentum's kicked through into this season. You know, Mark got a chance to go back into the Football League, and quite rightly so. And I wanted to stay here and crack on with this, and so far the lads have responded magnificently. So listen, it's early days for me in terms of the season. You know, I mean, we're not even halfway through yet, so let's just try and get our noses over the line in terms of National League existence next year, and then we'll reevaluate.
Brilliant stuff.
Oh, mate.
Did you laugh a bit when the goalkeeper smacked the ball into the box?